making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
I'm here in Spain with a special New Year's message for all my subscribers, followers, and readers over at Infowars.com. Now, some people have been asking why there haven't been any new videos recently. Well, I've been ill or bedridden for much of the past month, but now I'm back. Back to thank you all for the continued incredible support in helping me smash 100 million views on the channel for 2017. 100 million views in 12 months. Not bad for a weirdo with a strange accent ranting about politics. I cannot express how truly grateful I am for each and every single subscriber. I mean that directly from the heart. Also, a personal thank you to the haters, without whom I wouldn't have anything to fuel my fire. Seriously, you're the main reason why I get up in the morning, so please never stop, because you know I won't. But to my subscribers, please go easy on leftists at this time of year, because it's really hard for them. Christmas and New Year's, we're talking family, joy, happy children, Christianity, eating meat, goodwill to all men, enjoying the plentifulness that capitalism enables. It's literally everything they hate. Spare a thought for the miserable bastards. Now, although the festive season is a time of plenty, it's important to remember the things we lost. Things like Eminem's career, which died in 2017, rest in peace. Things like Hollywood's ability to relentlessly lecture and virtue signal, given that it's been exposed as the degenerate cesspit we always knew it to be. Things like the sanity of millions of Americans who drove themselves crazy with conspiracy theories about Russian collusion and hysterical delusions about Donald Trump. But while they devolve into fevered paranoia about Trump ripping apart the country, many lives were actually ripped apart this year as a result of Islamic terrorism. While we spent our Christmas surrounded by loved ones, thousands of families across the world spent Christmas beset by grief and emptiness, thanks to the religion of peace. We shall never forget the victims of Manchester, London, Barcelona, Stockholm, New York, and Melbourne. We shall never allow political correctness to silence our condemnation of a radical belief system that spreads misery and terror wherever it goes. New Year's is a time of renewal, a recommitment to the principles we hold dear. But the left has an advantage because they're dimwits. They never get bored of hearing their own tired cliches repeated over and over again. They never get bored of hearing their own droning voices. They never get bored of saying the same old sh** about the same subjects. Whereas intellectually curious people do get bored of saying the same thing about the same subjects over and over again. So therein lies our challenge. We have to continue to innovate new ways of reaching new people with the same underlying principles. The reassertion of Western civilization, objective standards of beauty, true freedom of speech, free market capitalism. We're heading into 2018. Imagine what people living 50 years ago in 1968 thought 2018 would be like. Flying cars, a cure for cancer. Intergalactic space voyages to other worlds. Instead, we're still here trying to explain why communism is bad. 50% of US millennials would prefer to live under communism than capitalism. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. 100 million views for 2017 on YouTube alone is pretty good, but it's not enough. 2018 is going to be absolutely massive. Happy New Year to everyone. Let's make it one to remember. I love you all, and thank you.
We love you too, Paul.
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome everyone to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're here every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Normally, Oren Schroyer sitting in here, but he was subbing in for Alex Jones during the Alex Jones show. So you got me, little old Rob Dew. And what do I have in store for you today? Well, it just came out, actually. This is just breaking. It's official. Alabama is sending Doug Jones to Senate over Roy Moore's protests. It's not really a protest. This is kind of a fake news headline. Roy Moore actually filed a lawsuit. Here's the lawsuit right here. In fact, I've been reading over it for the last hour. And I'm going to go over this with you, not this segment, probably not this hour. I'll probably wait for the last hour of this, because this is a doozy, and it's got a lot of information. He's got computer fraud experts looking at the information, finding statistical anomalies. He's got testimony from people. He's got clips. What's really interesting about this, if you go further in, there's like a Breitbart article that's put in as evidence, which has a bunch of comments. So they really did a thorough job putting this together. They weren't just sitting on their laurels. And it looks as though 13,000 votes were stolen. That's kind of the basis of it. 13,000 votes were stolen and given to Doug Jones, which is a 26,000 vote discrepancy, because if you were to give those to Roy Moore, then you would take 13,000 away from Doug Jones. But I'm going to get into that later. But just look here at the Daily Mail. This is how they post it. Accused child molester Roy Moore sues over Alabama election loss as he charges voter fraud cost him U.S. Senate seat and demands a new election. Then you have AP. Roy Moore files lawsuit to block Alabama Senate result. Definitely more of a fair headline. Because he also put in a lie detector test claiming that none of that was true. But here is the big news. It's probably still top of Drudge Report right now. Rasmussen poll shows Trump at 46% approval this morning with 53% disapprove. And Matt then posts underneath, what about Obama at exact same date, first year of presidency? 46% approve, 53% disapprove. So the exact same polling for both Obama and Trump. Wouldn't it be amazing if it comes out that Rasmussen was polling maybe 10 to 15 points more Democrats than Republicans? And in fact, guys, I didn't get a chance to look at that because I just printed out the Drudge tweet. See if they list their methodology in there of who they contacted. See if it's like 5 or 10% more Democrats than Republicans. I can't really read it there. They have their polling up of what they're saying, strongly approve, strongly disapprove, and you can see where it crisscrossed back in sometime in February or early March, where the approval disapproval crossed. But very interesting to see, because we saw the same polling, and Alex Jones did a video on this earlier today, his kind of end of year speech where we should look back and be thankful, and we're going to play that in the second half of this hour. But I want to go, let's go to this video first. This is a flashback video from Hillary Clinton. This is video number 3. Trump shouldn't have hands on the economy. So she's criticizing what his economic proposals are going to be. She thinks we should tax everyone to death and spend everything on entitlement programs. So here's that clip.
But you might think that because he has spent his life as a businessman, he'd be better prepared to handle the economy. Well, it turns out he's dangerous there, too. Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
Yeah. Because he just might give everybody a tax cut.
Analyzes the top threats to the global economy.
Wow.
Called
and
the Economist
all Donald Trump.
Intelligence Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out with a new list of threats.
Owned by the Rothschilds.
It includes things like terrorism and the disintegration of Europe. And this month, number three on the list is Donald Trump becoming president of the United States.
Imagine that. A globalist publication doesn't want somebody like Donald Trump to get into the presidency.
How careless Trump is. He's proud of it. Well, that's his choice. Except when he's asking to be our president. Then it's our choice.
God. Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary. I got through, I think, a third of the accomplishments yesterday, so I'll probably be reading more of those. In fact, let's just read over a couple right now. Protecting the homeland. Laid out new principles for reforming immigration and announced an end to chain migration, which lets one immigrant bring in dozens of family members. Totally agree. We should be watching that. We should end that program. Made progress to build a border wall with Mexico, ended Obamacare catch and release of illegal immigrants, boosted the arrest of illegals inside the United States. I think he started deporting MS-13 members too. Let's see if that's on here. Doubled the number of counties participating with ICE enforcement charged with deporting illegals. Removed 36% more criminal gang members than in fiscal 2016. That's your MS-13. Started with the deferred action. Started the end of the DACA program. Ditto for other amnesty programs like deferred action for parents of immigrants, cracking down on some 300 sanctuary cities that defy ICE but still get federal dollars, and added some 100 new immigration judges. So that's just what he's doing on the border. Interestingly, people were saying how he hated Mexicans. He's actually deported less Mexicans in 2017 than Obama did in 2016. And if you look at a chart, where most of the illegal immigration comes, it comes from Asia. In fact, there's about 600,000 people a year that come here illegally from Asia. That's the first. Where's the next? Middle East and Africa. Okay? And then it's Central and South America, and then it's Mexico. So, he's not out to get Mexicans. He's out to protect the border and secure the border. So, like I said, I have this Roy Moore lawsuit that I'm going to get to at the end. Let's go to one more clip here. Since we were talking a little bit about, had a little clip of Hillary Clinton. Six New Year's resolutions for Hillary Clinton. This is from Vanity Fair. So let's watch this and then tear it apart.
It's time to start working on your sequel to your book, What Happened.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Get someone on your tech staff to disable autofill on your iPhone so that typing an F doesn't become Form Exploratory Committee for 2020.
You know, on Anderson Cooper, you were telling him about alternate nostril breathing. You seem really adept. You should try teaching a class.
Take more photos in the woods. How else are you going to meet unsuspecting hikers?
Take up a new hobby in the new year. Volunteer work, knitting, improv comedy. Literally anything that'll keep you from running again.
To finally put away your James Comey voodoo doll. Now, we all know you think that James Comey cost you the election, and he might have, but so did a handful of other things. It's a year later, and time to move on.
So cheers to you, Hillary Clinton.
Cheers to you, Hillary.
Cheers to you, Hillary Clinton.
Liberals have completely absolved themselves of Hillary Clinton. That's Vanity Fair. Completely absolved themselves. I'm hearing somebody in the background. Were you trying to say something? Okay. All right. So that was Vanity Fair's Hive editors, the Hive. So they are sick and tired of Hillary Clinton. Talking about migration. Oh, actually, I got a couple migrant stories. We got like a minute left. Afghan stabs German teen to death at grocery store. Migrant faces lenient sentencing, however. Remember a couple weeks ago we played the video of the nearly naked migrant playing the knockout game with a 72-year-old German? Yeah, now a German girl was stabbed to death by an Afghan at a busy grocery store. The 15-year-old girl is being harassed, and I guess she ended their relationship. See, she probably fell prey to the brainwashing that says, welcome the immigrants in, have sex with the immigrants, bring them in, without even, you know, fully looking at her, at that situation and what could happen, especially with the different cultures coming together. The victim's parents reported the 15-year-old boy in mid-December for insulting, coercing, and threatening her daughter. Didn't matter. And now he stabbed her to death. Wow. Now, here's an interesting story. This is the kind of headlines you get in the United States. Woman stabbed multiple times in uptown walk from home from work. All right. 13 times she was stabbed. But what was it? Oh, she was stabbed by a Somali migrant. But we only learned that from WorldNet Daily. All right, we got more coming up. It's The War Room, Infowars.com/show. I'm your host, Rob Due. Thanks for watching.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Today, if you go to Infowars.com, I don't know exactly where it is on the site right now, but Millie Weaver did a report talking about how California is reaping what they've sown, which is basically overtaxed, overregulated system that has littered with sanctuary cities, and now they have a massive homeless problem. And guys, I want you to play, when you get to the video on this article, I want you to play that video as soon as you get to it. Welcome to Skid Row. Shocking scale of homelessness in downtown L.A. is exposed in footage showing sidewalks lined with dozens of tents in deprived area where 20,000 people live on the streets. 20,000 people. That's the size of a small city. 20,000 people in the streets of L.A. This 3-minute live leak clip shows the brutal reality of Christmas Day in the underbelly of downtown L.A. Shot on 5th Street, 6th Street, and San Pedro in the Skid Row District, it captures life. One of the city's most notorious homeless hotspots. And we had the video up right now. If you're watching on Infowars.com/show, you could see the numerous tent cities. And usually what it is a tent with a tarp over top of it, because after a while your tent gets holes in it. So you need that extra bit of rain protection or sun protection. But look at this. This is a third world hellhole. Tents are erected in clusters where people have camped down for the night. Dozens of residents congregated by the roadside wandering into the road. That's what it looks like for the thousands of people. It was captured using a car dash cam. And it's one of the most dangerous places to live in the city. And at some point, guys, if y'all could pull up a map and just find Skid Row, we could show people where it is on a map. And in one notorious homeless hotspot in the area, 9 toilets are shared by some 2,000 people, according to a June report titled No Place to Go. A lucky few will find food somewhere and a warm place to sleep in shelters and rescue missions, but they are left to navigate the industrial sprawl and smoke alone. And there's more of the images. And so this footage has gone viral. Is that Skid Row right there? So that's the map. That's where you can see where it is in association with the rest of LA. Back out just a little bit. Let's see where it is in relationship to downtown. Yeah, it's pretty much right in the belly. Right there. Downtown Los Angeles. Become overrun. And a new report's come out. This came out in early December. The annual national count of homeless people in the United States has risen for the first time since 2010. And officials say the booming West Coast economy is the main factor. So it's not Donald Trump taking away people's welfare. It's Silicon Valley. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development released its annual point-in-time count Wednesday, a report that showed nearly 554,000 homeless people across the country during local tallies conducted in January. That figure is up nearly 1% from 2016. Of that total, 193,000 had no access to nightly shelter and instead were staying in vehicles, tents, the streets, and other places considered uninhabitable. The unsheltered figure is up by more than 9% compared to 2 years ago. Increases are higher in several West Coast cities where the explosion in homelessness has prompted at least 10 city and county governments to declare states of emergency since 2015. City officials, homeless advocates, and those living in the streets point to the main culprit, the region's booming economy. Rents have soared beyond affordability for many lower wage workers who until just a few years ago could typically find a place to stay. Now even a temporary setback can be enough to leave them out on the streets. So Thomas Butler says a lot of people don't realize there might be 2, 3, 4 checks away from being homeless. The most alarming consequence of the West Coast homeless is the deadly hepatitis A outbreak that has affected Los Angeles, Santa Cruz, and San Diego, the popular tourist destination in a county where more than 56 people now live on the streets with their cars. The disease is spread through liver-damaging virus that lives in feces. Actually, you know how this happened? People got mad that the homeless were coming to their area. And so they took away the toilets. This happened in San Diego. They pulled out all the toilets. Said, we don't want homeless coming here, so we're going to remove the toilets. So what happened? Well, they pooped in the streets. They just started pooping everywhere. And so now they have to spray. You guys might even be able to find video of this, of people in hazmat suits spraying the sidewalks with chlorine water, a chlorine water solution. And what they're trying to do is kill the hepatitis A virus, which spreads pretty easily when it's out in the open like that. But it's not something that you typically see unless you're, you know, in an encampment like this where, you know, it's just kind of live. I guess pooping just happens everywhere. So the homeless population in California, Oregon, and Washington grew by 14% over the last 2 years. The part of the population that was considered unsheltered climbed 23% to 108,000 due in part to the shortage of affordable housing. In booming Seattle, for example, HUD report shows unsheltered population grew by 44% over 2 years to nearly 5,500. The homeless services, that includes the most of Los Angeles County, the epicenter of the crisis, saw its homeless count go from 55,000 people up by more than 13,000 from 2016. 4 out of every 5 homeless individuals are considered unsheltered, leaving tens of thousands of people with no place to sleep other than the streets or parks. So this is what the utopian, socialist utopia that has been created on the West Coast. This is what you're getting now. What's that? Oh, that's the poop map from San Diego, or San Francisco, right? Yes. That's the San Francisco poop map. So it's gotten so bad in San Francisco with the homeless populations that they have a poop map, and I think there's an app you can get that shows you where people are pooping. So you see poop, you take a picture of it and put it on your poop map. Isn't that amazing? That's what goes on. So it's no wonder that when an illegal alien deported many times, over 7 or 8 times, shoots a lady on the pier in San Francisco, that the jury lets her off, lets him off.
Hey, Rob, there are some other interesting things about the poop epidemic, you might call it, the hepatitis A epidemic that's mm-hmm. going on. It actually started, the Hep A outbreak started when they moved a whole bunch of homeless people who were in front of the Petco Park in San Diego. They were going to have the World Series there. Or, I'm sorry, the All-Star Game. MLB All-Star Game. So they moved them all away from where they were to make their city look nice and clean for this big event, and didn't give them enough sanitary...
I think when they moved them, they didn't give them toilets.
Right. They didn't give them toilets, didn't give them enough. They just shoved them under the off-ramps. And then the whole thing was aggravated by the fact that California has banned plastic bags. And
yes.
So that's what they used to use.
Oh, I have a great story for that. Okay. I went to a homeless encampment in Sacramento back in 2009 when they were calling them Obamavilles. And we interviewed a guy late at night, and, you know, we're sitting there in the tent and the wind's blowing and this guy doesn't have all of his teeth and he's talking about how he goes to the bathroom. And he literally says, I use 2 bags. So he goes in 1 bag, wraps it up, and then puts it in another bag and wraps it up and throws it in the American River. Now, I don't agree with the way he disposes of it, but it shows you they were using plastic bags to poop in. Now that they had the plastic bag ban, boom, you have hepatitis A outbreak and you have more homeless people everywhere due to the, booming economy and the bad social programs that enable this. So we'll be right back after this. Thanks for watching. You're watching The War Room.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I have a couple articles here. San Anselmo councilman takes a knee during Pledge of Allegiance. It's now spread to small city councils in San Francisco, or the San Francisco area. Devin Nunez's latest scam explained. Basically, because Devin Nunez is calling a John McCain lackey, subpoenaing him to come in front of the Intelligence Committee, he's supposedly creating a scam. But I thought we wanted to know about Russian collusion. This guy met with Christopher Steele, Kramer, remember? We talked about Kramer yesterday, and he met with Christopher Steele on many occasions, and then he got the dossier, him and McCain, and they gave it to Comey. Well, we should know what all was said, because now Steele's not backing up his own dossier. And then here's this latest. Universities face Me Too movement over sexual harassment. So it's been predicted, you know, it went from Hollywood to politics, and now it is going to the university place. All liberal bastions. Now they're looking at the Me Too scandal. And then this article that we just went live, I watched this interview last night. Roger Stone destroys Dem talking points in epic C-SPAN interview. Must-see video shows why Rogers banned across globalist media. This is like a 30-minute non-commercial interview. And he is being interviewed by an AP reporter, and which is, his name is Tom Labanchio, and then a Yahoo News reporter. And it's fun. It seems like they keep walking into Rogers' trap. So I'm going to ask him about this. I watched the whole thing last night, and I was really amazed at the questions they kept asking him. It was like they were asking him the questions. It's like Roger Stone wrote his own questions, and I know he didn't do that because he was in another location, and they were interviewing him from a studio. But it was pretty amazing watching that. I tweeted it out on Alex Jones's account over the weekend, but I finally had a time to sit down and watch it last night and was blown away. So Roger Stone will be up next hour, and we're going to talk to him about that. Now, I want to go to part one of a report that Alex Jones shot this morning in our new podcast studio that we were able to build with your support. So we're going to watch, I don't know, the first part's about 5 minutes. Then we'll come back and watch the second half, which is about 8 minutes long. We'll watch that in the next segment. But basically, he lays out why we should be thankful for the end of this year, but what to look forward to coming into the next year and what is going on currently in the world, and especially in these last few days. So here is the part one of that report of Alex Jones's end of year speech, you could call it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a live report. In fact, I was going to be taking off some days this week, but I haven't because there's so much critical breaking news that's unfolding right now. But the reason I'm here today is to give you guys a little bit of a preview of what's going to be coming up tomorrow and then on the Sunday broadcast. Really a celebration of the epic year. And people overuse the term epic, but it's been an epic year, 2017, globally. The unelected corporate system known as globalism, the authoritarian system based on a technocracy, an authoritarian system using computers and rigged systems to control people, in the globalist own words, that has been exposed, is being discredited, and within just a year is being reversed in more than 40 major countries. But we should all, myself included, because I'm one of the worst at this, of not appreciating our gains and our victories and just moving forward against the globalists. We need to sometimes savor the victories and be conscious of those victories and be aware of how far we've already come. And just a year into the Trump presidency, less than a year, 11 months in now, 11 months in a week, we have seen world-changing events, not just here, but across the world. It's just an unprecedented time to be alive. And I wanted to talk to the listeners today about the fact that you should be savoring, the listeners and viewers, the fact that you were willing to get attacked and bullied and demonized by your family, by your friends, by your neighbors, by people that bought into mainstream media and culturally felt like they were dominant and good and you were the unwashed masses of flyover country, that you were worthless. You had an inner strength and an inner historical understanding, and you weren't backing down. You were standing for what you knew was right. You had a compass. You had a rudder. You weren't these modern manufactured sociopaths and psychopaths that don't believe in good and don't believe in justice and who just think you get ahead by screwing everybody over. That whole global historical cycle is coming to an end. Doesn't mean there won't still be corruption or problems. Doesn't mean there's going to be some utopia. But clearly, historians, analysts, futurists, people that have really studied trends, myself included, you can see tyranny, corrupt groups, manipulative groups, people that have dumbed down the populations using Hollywood and the media. You can see after 100 years of electronic brainwashing in radio and then film and the rest of it, that people are now flipping onto the fact that it is manipulating them, it is controlling them, and it is out to literally turn them into mindless consumers, not just to make money, but to program them through the consumer system to basically give up their independence, give up the control in their own communities, and become basically subservient bots in a corporate system that makes it impossible to be natural and independent. Whether you be a high-tech transhumanist who's still a libertarian, or whether you be an Amish person that wants to be a farmer, this system is coming in to create one central core
of anti-free will, complete and absolute cult-like enslavement. And that's what we're fighting. So as true classical liberals in the vein of Thomas Jefferson, I want to salute all of you of every race, color, and creed who are one race, red blood, who understand the globalists are in trouble. You broke the back of Hillary Clinton and the crime syndicate. You went up against the mainstream fake news media and broke their will. You stood like a lighthouse out on a promontory in a raging storm and beamed out the truth. You are the victors. You are the resistance. You are the power. You are the windows through which God's light shines into our world. You are destiny. And so a great unchaining of humanity is in the process right now. No one can deny it. The globalists in their own elite publications that they think we don't read admit that globalism, if Hillary fell, was basically done. And now they're in complete panic mode saying, get rid of Trump. We've hijacked the U.S. before. They've taken control of our main command base. If we can't get rid of him, it's over for us. And so they're in complete panic mode, and they admit we have broken their will. We have broken their back, thanks to God Almighty, the Creator.
All right, and that was just part one. You can watch the full version. We actually did this pretty interestingly. We shot one angle Facebook and one angle YouTube live at the same time. And that's the new podcast studio. When I first got here in 2009, you can see behind me, this is what the old studio used to look like. This is Alex Jones, 2009, 2010. Some TVs, a big desk, the on-air sign, and a black curtain, which is basically, it was an upgraded version of his Access show, if you watch his old Access show. And then you see what we've done with your help, with your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out all the amazing deals right now. We have some great stuff that's a lot of items that are 50% off. I know Myco ZX and Floor Life, when you buy them together, they're both 50% off. We've got Alpha Power 50% off, 67% off, Silver Bullet, Brain Force Plus 50% off. Just amazing, great deals, InfoWarsStore.com. You could see what we do with the money. All right. This used to be a black curtain and a table. This set here that I'm sitting in right now. If you take a big look at this set, if you go to like the big wide shot of this set, if you actually just go wide, yes, yes. And you see, there's no black curtain anymore. We got lights everywhere. We're rebuilding studios. We're building bigger studios, all with your help. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. You're watching us live. InfoWars.com/show. Thanks for watching, and you're watching The War Room. I'm Rob Duke.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Coming up next hour, we're going to have Roger Stone on for a full hour. We're going to ask him about his epic C-SPAN interview where he totally dismantles the Russian narrative and basically lays out a good strategy for Trump to follow, not firing Mueller, why he should keep him in there, but also he should appoint a special counsel to look into the other things that are going on, especially Uranium One, which would hogtie the other guys, McCabe and Rosenstein and the others that are in the FBI, thereby killing, dismantling, neutering Mueller's probe into Russian collusion, which he, of course, calls the collusion delusion. And I think we'll also talk about the universities facing the Me Too movement. I found this story. There's a lot of butt-slapping stories going on right now, but here's a teen facing a felony rap for a butt-slap, 14-year-old boy charged with slapping a girl's buttocks at their high school, and so now he's facing a felony for that. Is it a sex crime or battery? What is it? And also CNBC director accused of spying on teen with hidden bathroom camera. Wow. But for now, let's go back to part two of Alex Jones's message to all info warriors here as we conclude the year 2017.
This is a historic time to be alive right now. And that's why Hollywood's dying. It's why the NFL's dying. And again, we're not just saying they're dying. They're dying. It's why the modern cults are falling apart. It's why people are pulling away from fraud everywhere and getting back to basic common sense and back to God and back to humbleness and realizing that Hollywood and mainstream media and none of these systems are going to deliver anything but bondage and enslavement and fraud. Look at the collapse of their system. Look at the scandals. Look at their ratings plunge. Look at Hollywood doing the worst it's done in its history. Yes, there's large numbers of victims, a large remnant of victims that they still prey upon and control and program. But those people are followers. Those people are slaves. Those people are seen as cattle by the globalist. Their main push to totally take over the world and totally have hegemonic world government and totally destroy the family and totally break down society finally brought humanity out of a coma into an awakening. And we're laying on our bed in a coma for years. We have trouble moving. But our focus is coming back. Our memory is coming back. We're now getting up from the bed as they attempted to get us to lay back down and, you know, take their poison culture back. But we're now pushing away towards the doors, out towards the front porch, out towards the sun and the beautiful vista God has prepared for us out there, out leaving this filthy, fetid coffin. This matrix box, this artificial construct that they had been putting us into. We're coming out of it. And 2016 was a great time of awakening. 2017 was a great time of explosive change and honor and delivery and truth and expansion of that and of globalist counterstrike. It was a great year of battle as the storms come together. But 2018 is going to be the deciding year, as the globalists have always threatened. You don't give us world government, we're going to bring you into World War III. And I don't want to be part of an old, rotting, diseased, fetid, demonic carcass. I trailblaze. I'm into the future. I want us to go to space. I want life extension technology. I believe in the people. I want to build a world for and by humans. It's the year their BS stopped working on a majority of people, and it's getting worse for them by the minute. All the evidence shows, all the graphs show, all the feedback shows, all the bellwethers, all the weather vanes, all the statistics, all the real raw data shows a global explosive awakening against everything mainstream. Hollywood, not just here, but the Hollywoods they've got in France, and the Hollywoods they've got in Italy, and the Hollywoods they've got in Japan. All the establishment media, people are running away from it. They're sick of it. They can't stand it. The establishment gurus, the establishment systems, the establishment new age stuff, all of it, people are running away from it and rejecting it. GMO they're rejecting. Vaccines they're rejecting, because we know they're tainted and being spiked. Globalism, mainline sports, all of it. And their answer is, we'll march EU armies in if you try to leave Europe. The EU. We'll get rid of your national sports teams. You know, that'll make you love the EU if there's only our sports team. All of this is a desperate attempt, and it's not working. And their final big desperate attempt was to say, anyone that likes Trump is Hitler. Anyone that's a nationalist is Hitler. We're going to call you horrible names and destroy you and fire you or kill you or shoot you like Congressman Scalise if you don't give in to us. And it didn't work. People turned the corner to the bullies. They took the fact that we were calm and the fact that we were asleep for weakness. Instead, now the sleeping giant has awoken. So just think about that, how we've been domesticated, what we've been turned into, and now we're turning the corner. So all they've got's racism now. Divide and conquer, how the British would go into India or other places and be outnumbered 1,000 to 1 or more and take over. I mean, a couple thousand British troops and their sociologist that they would send in years before, as traders and stuff, you know, to get businesses, they would come in and play tribes off against each other. And in a matter of years, they took over China. They took over India. Divide and conquer. And this is how they did it. Tribe against tribe. You know, the Indians look the same, act the same, even the same culture. They played them off against each other. And that's their plan. Hindu against Muslim, you name it. This is beyond that. And it just shows who they are. They're desperate. They've always used race to control and manipulate our body. And they're the enemy of prosperity and everything else that's happening right now. It's miraculous what's happening. We should all give thanks. I give thanks to God. I give thanks to you. And I just want you to know we've blown Hillary Clinton's operation sky high. You've really devastated the globalists. You've done an incredible job. I love you. I appreciate you. It's amazing. And I'm going to really codify through the next few weeks every day just examples of the successes and the good things that have happened. And here we are at this great new renaissance that's happening. And humanity's found its fight again. And it's because of you. And the great crew here and all of us little people standing up to Hollywood and mainstream media and the globalists, and they've just thrown everything they've got at us. And it's like that. We're in this artificial world now, going through all these changes, good and bad. And it's a great quickening and a great time of testing, and a great time for us to realize that the great destiny and continuum of humanity is the great arc of history and the great arc of the future and the great arc that ties us to the past, present, and through our dreams and genetic time flow to the future. And so there is an eternal life guaranteed within the spectrum of life and knowledge and information we transfer forward. But that everything being multidimensional in God's master plan, there are other dimensions to that spiritually that also live on, but resonate towards the energy and towards the force that it is likened to. So the hell is those that are evil and corrupt, vampires, not having anyone spiritually to feed on, together forever. And good is ever higher levels of joining with God as God opens up more and more of the universe to those that are able to grasp the face of God, then the mind of God, the soul of God, and the continuum of God as we join closer and greater with God. And these are the secrets they don't want you to know. And it's transcendent. So I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you. Celebrate your victories. Celebrate what you've done. Celebrate the commitment you've made and where we're going together. Because I want to salute all of you, as I've always done, and thank you for what you've done. Because these globalist bullies think they can dominate and control humanity. But as I've said 1,000 times, I don't know how all this is going to end. But if they want to fight, they better believe they got one. Because it's the fight that matters. It's the fight, and the resistance is the destination. The journey is the destination. The journey is the destination. You are fulfilled. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are good. Hollywood tells you you're not. The whole system tells you you're crap because you don't have these markings or these systems. It's a load of That's why if you ask Christ to lead, guide, and direct you, the real Christ, not the counterfeit Christ, and you don't have fear, and you trust in God, and you go through trials and tribulations, it will only become more apparent how real God is every level you cross. Infowars.com/show. Owen Schroyer's doing a great job right now live. Just wanted to come in here and tell all of you on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. They're maximizing censorship. They're trying to shut everything down. You are the signal. They can't stop you spreading these links and these articles or downloading it or putting it on other platforms. Just no copyright here, folks. Share all this to the four winds. Put it on your channel. Monetize it. I don't care. Just get it out. All right. Thank you very much. Again, I want to wish you all a great new year coming up. I'll be back more tomorrow and back throughout. I'll be live Sunday. Got a lot coming up, too, on Monday. Owen Schroyer's live right now, Infowars.com/show, and on over to
Even on a day off, Alex Jones still has to get his message out to the people. There he is. We'll be right back after this. It'll be Roger Stone joining me in, not in studio, but via Skype. We'll be back with more. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link to everybody right now. Spread it out. Spread it. Infowars.com/show.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or brain force or myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking, till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, you know you're in liberal land dimension B when you hear headlines like this. I'm a queen and I demand to be treated like a queen. How congresswoman involved in race row on plane was chauffeured a block to Congress and nearly banished from an airline before. In fact, she called her aides, you stupid MFers, for her one block drive to work. That is Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who's made some amazingly dumb statements in the past. And John Bowne has more. Here's that report.
Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee has had a career loaded with grandstanding, half-truths, blanketed racism, and sheer hubris.
And frankly, maybe I should offer a good thanks to the distinguished members of the majority, the Republicans, my chairman, and others, for giving us an opportunity to have a deliberative constitutional discussion that reinforces the sanctity of this nation and how well it is that we have lasted some 400 years.
Signers Hall, where we are right now, has 42 statues showing you the moment of the signing of the U.S. Constitution on September 17th, 1787.
Operating under a constitution that clearly defines what is constitutional and what is not.
He is incompatible with the office and the leadership of this country. And yes, the idea that his continuous assault on women only compounds the fact that I would ask him, it's a job that he does not seemingly like, he needs to resign.
This is a disgrace. Stop talking about foolishness. Be a leader and be the commander in chief and stop all of this. When are we going to get the kind of leader that is deserving of the American people? I am sick and tired of it. I want a president. I do not want a person.
Gentle lady is no longer recognized.
People are dying. Enough is enough. And don't harm my constituents because I'm calling on troops because they need help. I do that.
Members are reminded to refrain from engaging in personalities toward the president.
I've said the same thing as far as 10 years ago to the German people and to any population of people that is a declining population that isn't willing to have enough babies to reproduce themselves. And I've said to them, you cannot rebuild your civilization with somebody else's babies. You've got to keep your birth rate up. This Western civilization still is a superior civilization.
Congresswoman, what are your thoughts about that?
Casting aspersions on his so-called Western civilization. It is a racist, unbelievable statement that should not come out of the mouth of a member of the United States Congress.
I stand here as a freed slave because this Congress came together. Are we going to be able to do it today to free America? I yield back.
Now Lee's lunacy has reached a height that challenges common sense. The Daily Caller reported, Jean Marie Simon, 63, accused United Airlines on Twitter of bumping her from a December 18th flight from Houston to Washington, D.C. in order to accommodate Lee. Lee responded with an angry Twitter tirade of her own Tuesday, accusing Simon of targeting her because of her race. Lee wrote, Since this was not any fault of mine, the way the individual continued to act appeared to be, upon reflection, because I was an African American, seemingly an easy target along with the African American flight attendant who was very, very nice. Simon was on the last leg of her return trip from Guatemala when the incident occurred. In fact, she spent much of the 1980s documenting war crimes there in the wake of a military coup that saw thousands murdered, raped, and starved. She first traveled to Guatemala at the behest of Amnesty International. Simon is designated as a hardline Democrat by the DCNF. With all of this talk of white privilege, isn't Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's use of her ethnicity and her seat in Congress, even against a fellow hardline Democrat, an act of privilege? And if it isn't, how dare she not change her last name from Lee? John,
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're in the War Room with your humble co-host, Roger Stone, joined by my colleague, Rob Dew. An extraordinarily excellent report by John Bowne regarding Sheila Jackson Lee. Just last week, Jackson Lee would tweet that Andrew McCabe, the deputy FBI director, who we know was involved in providing the funding for the so-called dirty dossier, the phony claim of sexual impropriety against candidate Donald Trump, allegedly in Moscow, which we have learned was a total and complete fabrication, but would later be used as a rationale for the wholesale, illegal, and unconstitutional surveillance of candidate Donald J. Trump, then President-elect Donald J. Trump, and his campaign, and later his transition. But it was interesting that Jackson Lee defended McCabe, saying he had served his country with dignity and he was the subject of a presidential smear. In fact, Mr. McCabe has announced his intention to retire. The question one asks is, why is he being allowed to retire? Why is he not being prosecuted? Rob, if the president would follow our advice here at InfoWars, he would direct his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to utilize his authority to appoint a special counsel in the matter of Uranium One, which would address the crimes of Mr. McCabe. And of course, because there is no special counsel law in place, that special counsel would be free to look into the dossier and its various iterations. The dossier, as we exclusively revealed here at InfoWars, was first utilized in the Republican primaries, paid for by the hedge fund manager, billionaire, and Marco Rubio supporter Paul Singer, and then, having failed to gain traction, was paid for yet again, the Fusion GPS people essentially double billing, in essence, by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton, laundering those payments through a West Coast law firm. So,
and Roger,
Sheila
you
Jackson,
made those points. So let me interject real quick. You made those points really succinctly in that C-SPAN interview that we just posted on InfoWars, even though you did it 5 days ago. It's finally out on YouTube. And you really do lay out the case for keeping Mueller on to just kind of keep all the baby Democrats happy, appoint a special prosecutor that can look into Rosenstein, look into McCabe, look into Stroke, look into all these guys who are basically being political operatives, and really just turn the tables on this Russian collusion delusion. I thought you laid it out really well. And those interviewers were basically, it seemed like you wrote the questions, honestly, because every time they thought they were trying to get you with something, you came back right at them. And I think really just they were blown away at the arguments you were making, because you don't see those on mainstream TV. Those aren't talking points. That's something in the playbook.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Look, Tom Lobienko of the Associated Press and Michael Isikoff of Yahoo, formerly of Newsweek, and I believe NBC, are both very sharp reporters. I was disappointed to later see a tweet by Mr. Isikoff in which he said that Randy Credico, who had indeed served simply as a confirming source for me, confirming that, yes, Julian Assange, who he knew and who he interviewed three times for WBAI radio, three must-hear interviews, by the way, and they are archived, had given me the heads-up about the contents of the emails regarding Hillary Clinton and a heads-up about the email of John Podesta. Neither one of those things are true. Mr. Credico, whose name I ultimately was required to give to the House Intelligence Committee. Initially, I was hesitant to give them Mr. Credico's name because I feared professional reprisal. And in fact, Mr. Credico, who I think is a true critic of the deep state, not a supporter of Donald Trump, a supporter of Jill Stein, not a man of the right, a man of the left, but a man of enormous integrity, someone who I've worked with closely for drug law reform and prison reform, was never privy to the content or the source of the information. He simply confirmed for me something Julian Assange had said on July 21st of last year. Ergo, he had the goods on Hillary and he was going to publish them most likely in October. Credico confirmed that was true. Mr. Credico turned out to be accurate. The House Intelligence Committee, in an effort to conduct their witch hunt, sought to subpoena him, and he announced that he would plead the Fifth Amendment. But as far as that interview is concerned, and I think this is important, Mr. Isikoff stands corrected. I never received any information regarding the content or source. Simply that Assange, who I consider to be a journalist, had the goods.
But they had already decided that Credico was your ultimate source, and they were just going to run with that narrative. And they just, I think, wanted you to admit Randy Credico's name so they could say, oh, he admitted it. He admitted it. We got him. It was just one of these, and it wasn't even a gotcha moment, but they tried to turn it into a gotcha moment.
Yeah, and look, I don't even deny that I was reluctant to turn over his name for two reasons.
Right.
One, I consider this a privileged conversation between journalists. I report for InfoWars. He reported for BAI. He was merely a confirming source. And secondly, I feared that progressives would have reprisals against him. Indeed, Mr. Credico was terminated at WBAI, a great tragedy because I think that his was a freewheeling and independent and most entertaining radio show. Progressive listeners in New York are the lesser for his absence, but that is the vindictiveness of the progressive left. I also am one of those who does not believe that Twitter accidentally, temporarily took down the feed of Julian Assange. Rob, can you say dry run?
Yeah, that's what happened with the president.
Exactly.
Exactly what happened with the president. They were just seeing if they could do it. And then they come up with this cockamamie story of a contractor from a different country who did it on his way out the door just to see if it would happen. And total BS. This was something they were planning to see if they can do it, because when the purge happens, all voices of dissent will go silent, and that's when the roundups will begin.
I mean, total agreement. You'll recall in the case of the president, they took his Twitter feed down for 11 minutes, blaming some disgruntled employee who did it on his way out the door.
Right.
Nonsense.
Yeah, total BS. Now, Roger, I would like to get into, we got into your interview. We just had some breaking news come out. Romanian hackers took over D.C. surveillance cameras just before presidential inauguration, federal prosecutors say. And then this from the New York Times, Trump the insurgent breaks with 70 years of American foreign policy. So this has to have the globalists shaking in their boots. I've also got CNBC director accused of spying on teen with hidden bathroom camera. And universities face the Me Too movement over sexual harassment. So the Me Too movement is now moving into other areas. And now I think some of these cases are getting a little ridiculous. This one lady that took her 10 years to talk about a professor who made comments about her weight and talking about sex. But it took her 10 years to come out with that. At some point, we have to have a timeout for some of these people and just say, really? Really? Is this what we're going to spend our time and money on? But we also spend our time and millions of dollars on the Russian collusion delusion. So I'm not surprised that we are spending our time and money talking about this. We're back in less than 4 minutes. Hold on, Roger. We're going to break. 20 seconds left. Don't forget, you can watch us on the free stream, Infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room. I'm Rob Dew. We got Roger Stone. Stay tuned. We got a whole hour coming up.
Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Rob Dew. Rob, I want to go back to one of the news items you raised today, and that regards the Romanians hacking into the system to control the security cameras during the presidential inauguration. I visited Romania, as you know, several months ago to meet with opponents of the deep state there. It's important to note that the intelligence services in Romania, which they refer to locally as the secret services, and their broad anti-corruption apparatus is largely and heavily controlled by George Soros and his allies. The United States Embassy in Bucharest is controlled by George Soros. I have seen with my own eyes that they have refused to put up the official portrait of the President of the United States in the U.S. Embassy in Bucharest. The Romanian secret services are analogous to our own deep state, and they were heavily invested in the election of Hillary Clinton. Now, here's the newsworthy part. FBI Director James Comey made several mysterious trips to Romania prior to this hacking. What those trips were about, we don't exactly know, but I am researching this aggressively for InfoWars, and we will have a special report on it shortly.
Well, that's very interesting. Right now, it lists the names of two of the people who were arrested in Romania. Mihai Izvanka and Evelyn Kismaru were arrested in Romania earlier this month, along with three other Romanian hackers who will face prosecution in Europe. The U.S. charges filed under a seal of December 11th were first reported by CNN. So they face up to 20 years in prison if convicted, and essentially they took over 123 of the department's 187 outdoor surveillance cameras, leaving them unable to record for several days, which if somebody was planning something like planning a bomb or anything like that, any type of malfeasance during the lead up to the inauguration, they would not have been able to utilize those surveillance cameras during that time period. So it'll be interesting to see who they were in contact with, if anyone, from the United States, like you mentioned. Seems like James Comey made a trip there right before this happened. That is very interesting. Very interesting to a man who runs around quoting Bible verses on Twitter now.
I would suggest to you that the people arrested are patsies, that they are people being utilized by the secret services there. And we need to dig into what Mr. Comey was doing in Romania. I believe that he makes more than one trip during the Obama presidency, but the purposes of those trips are undisclosed. Rob, this just in from The Hill, a tweet by Hillary Clinton says that it's crazy to believe that the FBI is out to get Donald Trump. Now, this comes from a woman who writes in her book, What Happened, that Roger Stone is a bizarre character. I'm bizarre? This is a woman who mothers a daughter with Webster Hubble and claims that it's Bill's daughter. This is a woman who banishes Bill's legitimate, natural-born son, Danny Williams. This is a woman who lies repeatedly about the her email. This is a woman whose crimes are exposed days before the election in a score of hundreds of thousands of emails in the possession of Huma Abedin. Who's crazy, Hillary? You're crazy, Hillary. And when it comes to her her shrewd powers of observation, I put her up there with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. You would have to be an imbecile not to see the rank partisanship of the FBI, the activities of Peter Strzok, and the naked partisanship of the Get Trump Squad as organized under Mr. Mueller and as conducted by Mr. Comey and Mr. McCabe.
That is exactly true. And if you look at her book, that's all she does is blame the FBI. So the FBI was totally against her, even though we have texts from Peter Strzok talking about insurance policies that they have to have in case Trump gets in. You know, like if you die before you're 40, I believe as the text read, as he was texting his lover. So that is very, very interesting that now Hillary Clinton is back from out of the woods. I guess she's done hiking and now she's talking. There it is. Wall Street Journal. Russian investigation was insurance policy mentioned in Strzok texts. There it is right there. You can read the whole article on Infowars.com.
And from the Wall Street Journal, not from an alt-right publication, but from a, bona fide mainstream media outlet. Look, Hillary Clinton's notion that the FBI was against her is hard to square with the fact that it was Peter Strzok who changed the language in their final report regarding her illegal email server so that she could evade prosecution, changing it from carelessness from criminal negligence, in essence. So, yes, there was an FBI bias. Hillary's right about that. That bias was for Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. And the overwhelming evidence demonstrates that that is the case.
Speaking of evidence, I have the lawsuit that Roy Moore filed, which it seems like the judge has thrown it out, and they are going to just anoint Doug Jones as the senator. But there, going through this, he definitely has a case. He's got signed affidavits in here from computer experts who looked over the anomalies. They list the anomalies. I'm going to go all over them in the next hour, where you can just see that 13,000 votes were given to Doug Jones, taken from Roy Moore, a 26,000 vote swing, which would have put Moore in the victor's chair. And I want to go to this article, Roger. This is also on the Drudge Report right now. Trump the insurgent breaks with 70 years of American foreign policy. It first starts talking about how he walked through NATO headquarters and was bitching that it was all glass and that it must have cost a fortune to build. That is basically what NATO has done. All right. NATO is this group. And that's not if you talk about the bombings that they did back in the 70s and 80s to kind of foment fake terrorism in Italy and other places. But he talks about that and how he was mad about that and that steamed him. Also, he has broken with decades of American policy in the Middle East by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, Trump tweeted out video of all the presidents in the last 25 years saying, hey, I think I'm going to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. We're going to do that. We're going to make that change. Yet they never did it. And then Trump said it and then he did it. And the New York Times is obviously pissed about that.
You know, it's extraordinary because it shows the difference between Donald Trump and these other career politicians. Mm-hmm. It has always been in the Republican platforms. It was pledged by Republican president after Republican president. But Donald Trump is a man who does what he says and says what he will do. He pulls no punches. This was a courageous act. It appears that... All right, we're going to break.
Roger, I'll let you finish up on the other side.
You developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Roger Stone, with my colleague, Rob Dew. Rob, a stunning new development. As you know, the Project for Democracy, a Barack Obama-blessed group, is suing Donald Trump and I in the federal courts in the District of Columbia in essentially what is a harassment lawsuit, an entirely bogus suit, which claims that Trump and I worked together with the Russians to hack the Democratic National Committee and deliver their email to WikiLeaks. They, of course, offer no evidence or proof whatsoever. How could they? None of this ever really happened. But now, joining as a new lead counsel in the case is a woman named Anne Hardin Tindall. Now, Ms. Tindall's joining the case is interesting from a number of point of view. First of all, she comes from the consumer financial the Consumer Finance Board headed by Richard Cordray that was created under the Dodd-Frank legislation. This is, of course, the runaway federal agency that was being used essentially to harass businesses that had no congressional or executive oversight. The president, when Mr. Cordray resigned, appointed his OMB director, the Michael Mulvaney, while those who worked at the CFPB insisted that the authority flowed not from the president to appoint a new director, but to Mr. Cordray's deputy. This is a fight we have covered here at InfoWars. But here's what's interesting about Anne Hardin Tindall. She comes from the law firm of Wilmer Hale. Wilmer Hale is the law firm of Robert Mueller. It is Wilmer Hale who enters into an agreement with the Justice Department waiving any conflicts in the Russian collusion investigation. This is a waiver that the Justice Department refuses to make public. So to sum this up, Rob, a hit woman from Mr. Mueller's law firm has now joined the plaintiff's table in the bogus lawsuit against Roger Stone and Donald Trump. Just the motion to dismiss this bogus law firm cost me personally $150,000 in legal fees. And now, as you know, the entire top line of the Obama NSA, Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, and others in the Shaved Head Brigade have weighed in with an amicus brief reiterating their garbage about the Russians hacking the American electoral system, but once again providing no evidence or proof beyond their bogus, repetitious claim.
And no one's irrelevant. Investigated the stinking server. I mean, can we just get an investigation of the stinking server that supposedly was hacked by the Russians? Oh, no, we can't get that. That would make sense because that would put all this to rest, and we can't have that. We have to have this thing drawn out and go after our political enemies because we really don't have a leg to stand on. That's what the Democrats are saying to themselves.
Let's go through that piece by piece if we can, Rob.
Sure.
There's a terrific new report by this researcher, Stephen McIntyre, who's been covering the DNC hack for months. And here's what we learned. In late April 2016, the DNC contracted the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike in response to a suspected breach of their internet servers. During an on-site audit in early May of 2016, CrowdStrike suddenly discovers malware, they say, on the DNC network, and to mitigate it, they install their own flagship product called Falcon to monitor the network for malware and to prevent other hackers. In May of 2016, after Falcon has been installed on the DNC network, WikiLeaks receives mail from the DNC with dates as late as the 25th of May, detailing the alleged breach and the response from CrowdStrike. On June 12, 2016, during an interview with ITV's Peston on Sunday, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks states that WikiLeaks is in possession of the leaked emails relating to Hillary Clinton. On June 14th of 2016, less than 48 hours after Assange's announcement, the Washington Post prints an article covering a story from CrowdStrike executives Sean Henry and Dmitry Alpervich, claiming that they have worked on eliminating the last of the hackers from the DNC's network during the previous weekend. This becomes an indirect admission that their Falcom software has failed. Then,
exactly.
On June 15th, CrowdStrike publicizes a report in which they share their evidence of the breach and the samples of the malware code they claimed that they found. It's important to note that the malware has nothing to do with email or their email servers, and to date, CrowdStrike has not demonstrated how such malware relayed, forwarded, or accessed the DNC email. The whole Russians did it narrative was started by CrowdStrike when they reported supposedly that Russian malware known as Cozy Bear and Fancy Bear were examples put forward, supposedly malware which had invaded the DNC system. Here's their big mistake, as discovered by Mr. McIntyre. Their malware programs were compiled after CrowdStrike installed their software on the DNC servers. To remind you, the act of compiling a program is the process where the programming code typed in by the developers converted into an executable software package that can be run on a computer. It's a conscious act by the developer which requires precise actions to complete. By releasing samples of the viruses with the compiling dates, we can be certain that there were no malware by the Russians in the DNC network. And this, Rob, is why the Democratic National Committee would never allow the FBI to examine their servers. It is most likely that their servers were never hacked.
And people like Adam Schiff know this is the case because during your testimony, they admitted that some of these people had seen the servers. They had seen reports of them, but people like Trey Gowdy had not, and he stormed out of your testimony fuming.
Well, in fact, Mr. Comey and the Homeland Security Secretary, Jed Johnson, both sat in the exact same chair in which I sat and gave testimony and claimed that the FBI had never been allowed to examine the servers. Yet Adam Schiff and Congresswoman Jackie Speier, that rhymes with liar, claimed alternatively that that was not the case. We still don't know the truth of this, but I am one who believes with William Binney, with Ray McGovern and others, that it is likely that the DNC was never hacked at all. It is likely that the purloined material was downloaded to a zip drive or a thumb drive or some other portable device and taken out the back door, most likely, unfortunately for him, by Seth Rich. May he rest in peace.
And we had a caller yesterday who was claiming, he didn't offer any proof, but he was claiming that Seth Rich brought this information to Donna Brazile about what the DNC was doing, trying to subvert Bernie in favor of Hillary and anoint Hillary. And she may have been the one that gave him the okay to do what he did, but by doing that, she inadvertently got him killed, which is why she's running around saying, oh, he felt like he was my baby. I had to bury my baby. So there it is. Donna Brazile said she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. Maybe she thought they were going to come after her next. We'll be right back. Final segment with Roger Stone just around the corner. Thank you for watching us here at the War Room. I'm Rob Dew. That's Roger Stone. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send to everybody you know.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To the War Room. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone. Speaking of Stevie Wonder, that's the man himself. Rob, there's an extraordinary controversy going on in which Joy Villa, the singer who made waves by appearing at the Grammys wearing a Make America Great dress, has claimed that Corey Lewandowski, who was discharged as Donald Trump's campaign manager, came up to her at a private party at the Trump Hotel in D.C. and slapped her on the rump. When she asked him to stop, he evidently, according to her, slapped her again and said, stop that or I'll file a sexual harassment complaint, to which he responded, go ahead, I'm in the private sector, whereupon, according to Villa, he smacked her again. Now, I'm a believer in due process, and Ms. Villa has said to the media that she has two witnesses, and there is security camera video. Now, let me be very clear. Joy Villa is a friend of mine. She's someone I like. Some have criticized her because she supported Bernie Sanders early in the campaign, coming later to Donald Trump. Let me point out that 3 out of 10 Sanders supporters supported Donald Trump. Without them, his victory would be impossible. Now, Joe Biggs, formerly of InfoWars, also a friend of mine, comes forward to defend Lewandowski. Now, let's let the process take its course. I believe in due process. The D.C. Metropolitan Police are conducting their investigation into Ms. Villa's formal complaint. A video has now surfaced on the internet of Ms. Villa at a private party among conservatives, where she is horsing around with a group of friends and someone smacks her on the bottom. I see a distinct difference between consensual horseplay among friends, who are, in this case, you can see in the video, goofing around, and what would be, under the laws of the District of Columbia, sexual assault from a stranger. Let's let the process take its course. But it would be my preference to see how the matter plays out before jumping to any conclusion. I myself would point out that Mr. Lewandowski was previously accused of manhandling a woman, an incident that I write in my book, The Making of the President 2016, almost derailed the Trump campaign because the presidential candidate got off of the large themes of job creation and corruption and making America great again and had to defend the actions of Mr. Lewandowski. It is also, in all fairness, key to note that no charges were pursued in that particular matter in which Mr. Lewandowski was accused of grabbing and manhandling a woman reporter, Michelle Fields, during a scrum. So that is the latest. This is a story we will be following. A note of full disclosure, to be absolutely clear. There are media reports that I am a paid consultant or an advisor to a congressional campaign by Ms. Villa. That is not the case. She is a friend. Any advice I have given her has been completely voluntary, but I have no formal or paid role in her campaign, and she is not today an announced candidate for Congress.
So, Roger, I was sent this video last night, and I could have put it out on Twitter. Personally, this is turning into a, what do we call it? Where, not conspiracy, but it's a, I'll think of the name in a second. But this is not something we usually do on InfoWars, is get into people's personal battles, although it has become a news story. But this video shows her, you know, slapping a guy on the butt. Somebody told me, and I don't know if this is true or not, that this was the night of that party that this happened. I don't know if that's true. I didn't put it out because I don't want to get into the controversy. I don't really care. I will say this, though. I did find, I think we have a video montage of butt slapping, which I guess should be played at some point while we're talking about this. Maybe you guys can bring it up and play it. But here's an article, teen facing felony rap for butt slap. A 14-year-old boy slapped a girl's buttocks at their high school, and now he's looking at getting a crime or being charged with battery. They're not calling it a sexual crime, but they're saying it's more of a case of battery. But here's a good set. Here we go. We're getting some, look at that. We got the coaches slapping their players on the butts. This looks like a Dallas Cowboys tribute of butt slapping going on. So butt slapping happens all over. And I'm not saying that Lewandowski was right if he did indeed do this. I'm saying there's bigger fish to fry them butt slapping. And that's where I kind of want to leave it. But like the CNBC director spying on his teen au pair using a bathroom camera, that's what he's been accused of at this point, saying he intentionally installed a video recording device in a tissue box located in his family bathroom. That's 44-year-old Dan Switzen, director of the Susie Orman Show, is being accused of doing that to record his 18-year-old live-in nanny at their residence. So,
just one clarifying point. The video that you showed very briefly on your cell phone was taken in Las Vegas well over 6 weeks ago, whereas the incident at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. was allegedly 2 weeks ago. Again, I draw a distinction between consensual activity among friends, in essence horseplay, and something that is codified. But again, let's not rush to judgment. Let's let due process take its course and see exactly who is in the wrong here. I do think that Ms. Villa would be a strong candidate for Congress. And unlike some, the fact that she came over to Trump from Sanders does not give me pause. If nobody had come over from Sanders to Trump, pardon me, then we would not have a President Trump today. We would not have a record stock market. We would not have unemployment at historic lows, the housing boom, a conservative on the Supreme Court, and so on.
And would we have a Joy Villa butt-slapping scandal that we currently have?
We probably would not, indeed.
All right. We got about 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. It looks like the Me Too, since we're on this sexual harassment, and where I think it's starting to go a little too far, universities face Me Too movement over sexual harassment. They talk about Celeste Kidd was a graduate student. Her supervising professor was making her life unbearable, stalking her. Maybe that's pretty bad. And making demeaning comments about her weight and talking about sex. 10 years later, she's now taking legal action. Now, this is obviously isn't the case with Joy Villa. She's doing it within a couple weeks after. But here, 10 years, is there a statute of limitations on making comments about somebody's weight? I mean, where do we draw the line in this, Roger?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We are reaching relatively absurd proportions.
Peak Me Too, I think is what we could call it. Peak Me Too.
Well, I have my best and worst dressed list coming up very shortly. And, yes, I had written some things regarding the garb and overall personal presentation of Anna Navarro. And I decided to delete those because fat shaming is unacceptable on the internet these days. While we've only got about a minute and a half left to go here, Rob, I do want to say that if you like what we're doing here at the War Room, if you like our expanded program and the almost 10 hours a day now, starting with the real news in the morning all the way to the War Room in the late afternoon, please go to the InfoWars store and take advantage of some of these extraordinary end of the year sales that Alex Jones has extended to New Year's Day. You will find some of our most incredible products at deep, deep discounts. A couple of my all-time favorites, the new formula Alpha Power, which is a vitality formula developed to boost your personal performance and your energy levels. This has got an incredibly powerful set of ingredients, I think fusing the ancient Chinese herbs such as Epimedium, Tribulus terreris, and others with modern cutting-edge all-natural ingredients like niacin, zinc, the Uricomia longifloria root extract, and other proven boosters of vitality. And right now, this incredibly powerful and energizing product can be found on the internet at the InfoWars store at an extraordinary 50% off.
50%
help
off,
us,
that's right.
Finance the revolution. God bless you.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The silent majority
is no longer
silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Merry extremism, everyone. The Southern Poverty Law Center has designated anyone hashtagging Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas, or Jesus a far right-wing extremist. Breitbart writes, according to the SPLC, its hate tracker tracks accounts that represent a range of extremists, from conspiratorial fringes of mainstream conservatism to outright white supremacists. The hate tracker notes that hashtag Christmas is the second highest trending hashtag it tracked on Christmas Eve, with at White House and at POTUS being among the four top Twitter handles mentioned with the hashtag. For hashtag Merry Christmas, the U.S. Marine Corps band at Marine Band was one of the top mentioned, according to the hate tracker on Christmas Eve. One of the SPLC's top image associated with hashtag Merry Christmas is a photoshopped picture of Marines hoisting a Christmas tree instead of a flag, as depicted in the famous Iwo Jima picture. You may remember recently in 2017, the SPLC designated a Christian ministry group as a hate group. PJ Media reported, the SPLC listed DJKM as a hate group, while GuideStar also categorized it in those terms, and Amazon kept the ministry off of its charity donation program, Amazon Smile. Jerome Corsi reported back in August of 2017, the SPLC, a 501c3 tax-exempt foundation headquartered in Montgomery, Alabama, is quick to demonize law enforcement conflicts with minorities that are typically characterized as oppressive by the hardcore left that has taken control of the Democratic Party. Apple has joined internet content giants Google and Facebook, as well as the mainstream media, embracing the Southern Poverty Law Center efforts to censor out hate speech, without realizing the Soros-funded organization has a hard left goal of targeting conservatives and libertarians as extremists. Meanwhile, the George Soros-funded nonprofit pays lucrative six-figure salaries to its top directors and key employees while spending little on legal services despite its stated intent of fighting hate and bigotry using litigation, education, and other forms of advocacy. The SPLC was founded by lawyers Morris D. and Joseph Levin Jr. D.'s first law partner, Millard Fulner, said of D.'s direct marketing ventures in the 1960s that Morris and I, from the first days of our partnership, shared the overriding purpose of making a pile of money. We were not particular about how we did it. We just wanted to be independently rich. During the 8 years we worked together, we never wavered in that resolve. Also back in August of 2017, records showed that millions of dollars to offshore entities were a huge part of the SPLC's business dealings. The SPLC should be held accountable for treason and subversive tactics endangering not only just our national security, but Western civilization itself. Merry Christmas, SBLC. May you one day take a hard look in the mirror and realize the real extremist is you. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
And that's a report from John Bound titled SPLC Labels Christmas Extremism. And that's what we have to deal with in this country. We have groups that basically don't pay any taxes. They get to run around and be the arbiters of what can be said and what can't be said. And if you say anything against them, oh, you're being hateful. You're being racist. You're being misogynist. You're being sexist. You're not allowed to have a dissenting opinion from these malcontents who want to do nothing but tell you how to act. So send that as we enter the end of the year. Send that to everybody you know. That's what you need to do with these reports. Send them to everybody you know. Now, when we come back, I'm going to take two segments and go over this Roy Moore lawsuit because I think it's very important. Even though it's been thrown out, I don't know what the future lies for it, but we need to examine what's in it because there's a lot of chicanery going on in Alabama and with electronic voting in general. This tells you how they do it, how they steal elections. Coming right up after the break. You're watching Infowars.com/show.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Is the War Room.
So breaking news out of Vox. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill told CNN this morning, we will sign the document certifying him as senator for the state of Alabama, him being Doug Jones. Now, I believe it was yesterday on December 27th. Let's see, this is dated December 27th. Yep, here it is electronically filed December 27th, 10:33 p.m. in the Circuit Court of Montgomery County, Alabama. The civil action of Roy Moore for U.S. Senate versus John Merrill, Secretary of State of Alabama. And in this, it makes some interesting allegations, and I'm just going to go through it point by point as we go. I want to show these articles first. First, you have the AP. Roy Moore files lawsuit to block Alabama Senate result, and then the Daily Mail headline, accused child molester Roy Moore sues over Alabama losses he charges voter fraud cost him U.S. Senate seat and demands a new election. So, but it looks like Alabama is going to sign Doug Jones and certify that election, even though it looks like there was election fraud. So let's go through it. I read through these pages. Here it is. No candidate won a majority of the votes cast. The margin of difference between the candidates was a mere 1.5%, less than 22,000 votes out of 1.3 million purportedly cast. The results were contrary to most of the impartial independent polls conducted prior to the special election and in contrast with exit polls. Here we go. In Bullitt County, pre-marked sample ballots were discovered in a bundle or bundles which were marked for Doug Jones. Pre-marked ballots. The Secretary of State in his official capacity directed these ballots be marshaled and destroyed. And then he also talks about a super PAC known as Highway 31. So that means they found some, and the Secretary of State said get rid of them. But were there more? Were there more? More and more ballots. Or more Jones ballots. Multiple out-of-state identifications were presented at voting places, and a video testimonial confirms a fellowship of people came to vote and canvass together from different parts of the country. I think we have. Do we have that clip? Do we find that one? Okay, let's see if we can find it in the two segments that we're going to take to do this, because I think I asked about bringing that up. It was a Fox News clip. Secretary of State investigated the person that made the statement, but did not investigate the fellowship or the people who were part of the fellowship. They came from different parts of the country. So they talked to the man, but didn't go after who he was working with. Now, I'll tell you this. Back in 2004, I went with a Democratic group to Florida to canvass people to vote because I was interested in getting George Bush out of office, but I was telling people to vote Libertarian. That kind of they did not like me by the end of that trip. They were sick and tired of hearing about Libertarian philosophies. Here it is in the speed of light. A poll worker said they were presented with identifications from other states, and certain precinct directors allowed such out-of-state persons to vote. These additional steps should have been taken. Okay, so we do have that video. Let's go ahead and play that video now, because this has to do with the man. This is live from Fox News. I think it was the day after the election.
Because we came here all the way from different parts of the country as part of our fellowship, and all of us pitched in to vote and canvass together, and we got our boy elected.
Pitched in to vote and canvass together. There it is. Here, and now it gets into the discrepancies in the votes. In Jefferson County, there was a large implausible statistical discrepancy in 20 precincts. There will be known as the anomalous precincts. The percentage of votes for individuals that were cast for Roy Moore relative to the percentage of straight party line votes that were cast in the Republican Party. So what they're saying is people voted straight Republican and there was this many voters, all right? Or this many votes cast that were straight Republican. But then the number of votes for Roy Moore when he was the Republican candidate didn't equal up that. Which if you were going to vote straight party, it would be straight party. It wouldn't be, well, I'm going to vote straight party, but then change my vote here. You vote straight party and that's it. If you've ever voted straight party in an election, I never do that, by the way. The unjustifiable, implausible statistical discrepancy occurred in predominantly Republican precincts rather than predominantly Democratic precincts. Typically 1.2% greater of the vote share of the Republican Party was among straight. So in precincts that were the anomalous precincts, the share of votes cast for individuals was 1.2% greater than the vote share for the Republican Party among straight party line votes. Specifically in the anomalous precincts, Roy Moore's vote share was an average of 34% lower than the vote share to the Republican Party. So even if they voted straight Republican Party, Roy Moore got 34% less votes. So what they're saying here, typically, it was around 1.2% was the discrepancy in non-anomalous districts. Here they're saying it was 34% lower in the ones that had the statistical anomaly. The anomalous precincts had an implausible, unexplained 35% drop in Roy Moore votes relative to the vote share of the Republican Party straight line votes as compared with numerous other precincts of Jefferson County. The anomalous precincts, the voter turnout was 53% in the anomalous precincts was significantly higher than the 45.5% turnout in other precincts in Jefferson County. So in the ones that had the weird chicanery going on, there was also a greater number of alleged voters. Isn't that interesting? And so this is what he alleges in this lawsuit. Now he also has the affidavit of Sally Finney. Said, in all my times of a poll worker for more than 20 years, so here's a 20-year poll worker, I've never seen what I saw at Vaughn Park Church of Christ polling place on December 12th regarding the large number of out-of-state driver's licenses. Highway 31, a super PAC falsely represented to the public that your vote is public record and your community will know whether you voted or not or to help stop Roy Moore. Basically saying you're going to put in an accused child molester in the Senate. Now, this is not for or against Roy Moore, what I'm talking about here. This is all about voter fraud, and this is why this should be investigated. So this is the second part of the lawsuit. Let's see. I think I actually skipped most of this. Let's go to the affidavits. Here's the affidavit of Richard Charnin. My name is Richard Charnin. I've written 4 books regarding systematic election fraud and been qualified as an expert in a case involving electronic fraud, election fraud. During the past 2 weeks, I've spent an appreciable amount of time analyzing data from the 2017 Alabama U.S. Senate race, conferring with electronic fraud colleagues. We agree there's overwhelming statistical proof of fraud in Jefferson County. I'll repeat that because it's important. Overwhelming statistical proof of fraud in Jefferson County. Upon my review of Philip Evans' work, for which I confer with, Roy Moore received approximately 13,000 votes less than the main distribution curve would suggest, which translates to more than a 26,000 vote loss relative to his opponent. My calculations put the probability of distribution at less than 1 in 15 billion. All right, there's his signed affidavit. Let's go to the affidavit of Philip Evans. I have a bachelor's degree in science and electrical engineering. The past 19 years, my work is focused on invention, design, and construction of industrial machinery and instrumentation related to industrial manufacturing. I currently have a patent in China. I've constructed an election analysis method that was later named cumulative vote share analysis. All right, so he did that back in 2012. He spent many hours in the past 2 weeks analyzing the data from the 2017 race. As much as I'd like to believe the results are real, conventional mathematical analysis methods strongly indicate they are fabricated. In the more than 100 state, county, and national elections I've analyzed, there's never been the level of statistical proof on the scale of Jefferson County, in my opinion. This is damning affidavits of election fraud in Alabama. There were 20 precincts where Roy Moore's individual median score was 34% lower than the respective straight Republican ballot voting. This is the key. This is the key to the whole thing. So you have, I'm voting straight Republican Party, yet Roy Moore, and that number is up here, Roy Moore's getting 34% less than that straight Republican county vote. Those votes were taken and given to Doug Jones, just like that. 13,000 of them is what they're saying. And then he offers some charts. I guess we are going to get to this in two segments. Here's the charts right here. Here's the 20 precincts where it's a minus 21 differential in straight Republican votes versus percentage. So we'll come back. We're going to finish this up in the next segment all about the election fraud and the 2017 Alabama Senate race. You're watching Infowars.com/show, part of the War Room.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
So how would such a program, a secret program that fixes the election, how could it be detected?
You would have to view it either in the source code or you'd have to have a receipt and then count the hard paper against the actual vote total. Other than that, you won't see it.
All right, Mr. Curtis, if you had been asked, you or others with your professional expertise had been asked to design a protective program that would protect the Ohio elections from against such software to fix the election, could you have done so?
If we've been asked to make a program that can fix the election, sure, anybody can do it.
No, could you have designed a program or a procedure or a protocol that would have protected Ohio against this kind of rigging?
No, you have to look at the source code. You have to get probably...
All right, that's the key right there. You have to look at the source code, or you need a paper receipt. Things you don't get when you look at election frauds. That was Clinton Eugene Curtis testifying before a House Judiciary Committee in Ohio, talking about how to rig an election. Now, let's go back to Roy Moore's case, the 2017 Alabama Senate race. And we're looking at the graphs here. Here's where the normalcy should be, between 1 and 2% of where the votes should be differentiated between straight Republican and what Roy Moore got. And here you have these 20 precincts that's the statistical anomaly, the anomalous precincts. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now let's go to the affidavit of James Condit Jr. In the early years, he ran for public office. He's seen the change in positions of candidate during breakdown, and he wrote the article called The Greatest Cover-Up of All about vote fraud, and he started the group Watch the Vote USA. It is my understanding that Secretary of State Merrill has signed or maintained contracts or maintained practices with electronic election vendors which do not follow proper protocol to ensure federal law compliance. This is entirely unacceptable and constitutes an illegal election. So he's saying the election on its face is illegal. I believe that ESNS, Hart, Civic, and Dominion have access by wireless technology to all their computers, which are counting the votes, that they can monitor, query, and even alters in all caps, the election results inside their computers during election day and on election nights. Okay. So this is from the state of Ohio, from James Condit Jr. Now we have the affidavit of John Paul Rice. His previous analysis of the 2016 electronic primary has been reviewed and critiqued and validated by the election integrity data analysis. He's conferred with Roy Moore, received approximately 13,000 less votes than he should have, which would be a 26,000 vote swing, which would have given him the win. So this guy's been working in IT for the past 12 years and a senior business systems analyst for the past five. Now we have Sally Finney, who is a poll watcher and a poll worker, volunteer. I kept noticing clear licenses because I would look at the license too to make sure I get the name correct. They were all out of state from Georgia and North Carolina. I made comment to the man that was doing the books. I've never seen so many out of state licenses, and they were mainly from North Carolina and Georgia. I don't remember there being any from Florida. They were all from North Carolina and Georgia, and I kept thinking, why are so many North Carolina people voting here? Maybe that's why we need actual voter ID laws. And then it goes to these Breitbart articles. Well, there's a couple articles. One is from Breitbart. Pro Doug Jones super PAC using voter intimidation tactics. Ad claims vote is public record. Highway 31, a Birmingham-based pro Doug Jones super PAC, is using what they perceive as voter intimidation tactics, suggesting votes cast December 12th are public record. And then they cut to comments and tweets from people. Here's one from Joe Mantler. Your vote is public record and your community will know if you help stop Roy Moore. Anyone else thinks this looks like voter intimidation? That was December 3rd. Here's Joan Alexander on December 2nd watching some YouTube videos on Cash Cab, and there's an ad running for Doug Jones as follows. Your vote is public record and your community will know if you voted to stop Roy Moore. Have you seen the YouTube ad for Doug Jones where they state your vote is public record? So comment after comment going down about Roy Moore and these voter intimidation tactics. Then they put this from NBC News. Mysterious Democratic-funded Highway 31 super PAC spent $4 million to defeat Roy Moore. This was majority in ads. And he held a slim lead. He won. Oh, no. This is, let's see. The majority said it dedicated. Majority Jones is first elected. Yeah. 51-49. He won 51-49. We just saw the testimony of Clinton Eugene Curtis said he could switch anything with 100 lines of code to 51-49. And then there's more here on this. There's a document to John Merrill, who's the Secretary of State, asking him to stop this. And then there's more people playing iPhone games, getting ads. Now they can put these ads anywhere now, through Google, through everywhere else. So basically, they're implying voter intimidation tactics and actual election fraud is what changed the race, specifically in Jefferson County. That is the key, where people were voting straight Republican in Republican precincts. They'd vote straight Republican. They would take the Roy Moore vote and give it to Doug Jones. That is what they're alleging in this lawsuit and in these affidavits. And there definitely needs to be an investigation. The Secretary of State already stated publicly he would investigate if Roy Moore brought forth any complaints. He's brought forth a whole lawsuit full of complaints, and let's see if he does his job and actually investigates this. Now, he said on CNN that he's going to validate the election and give it to Doug Jones, but this could be where the rubber hits the road in election fraud, because if we could look at it here, and if Trump really has a council that's actually looking at election integrity, this is where we could stop it here in Alabama. If they're able to prove that this is what happened, if we're able to take this information, get it to Trump's election integrity team, and get them to actually look at this. Read the law. All you have to do is read the lawsuit. It took me about 35 minutes to go through this entire lawsuit to find the little bits that I thought were relevant to voter fraud. And there seems to be a lot of evidence here. It needs to be investigated. I can't say it enough. So I'll just spend this last minute. I'm just going to plug why it's so important to support the Infowars.com live network that we have here. We're doing 10 hours a day right now. We want to push that to 20 by the end of 2018. And you can help us by going to InfoWarsStore.com and checking out some of the great deals we're offering here at the end of the year. The New Year's Gut Pack, 25% off Myco ZX, 33% off Floralife, 50% off Alpha Power. But guess what? If you go buy the combo pack of Myco ZX and Floralife, one gets rid of the candida, the other puts in the healthy bacteria back in your system. you're going to pay 50% off right there in the center, 50% off, also 50% off BrainForce Plus. It's how you fund the operation. I can't stress it enough. It's how everything happens here is through your dollars. We don't get money from the government. We don't get money from hedge fund operators. We get money from you out there. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. All the great deals now.
I'm proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. 2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
I got three breaking news stories. I was just on my phone. State Department will release 2,800 of Huma Abedin's work documents, including emails found on pervert husband Anthony Weiner's laptop tomorrow after court battle. So we're going to see some more. So it looks like Judicial Watch is doing a great job getting things released. And we'll see more. It'll be interesting. Here's another one. Exclusive white power at the White House. Trump intern flashes alt-right symbol used by notorious extremists during group photo with the president. And what is he doing?
The okay sign.
What if he did this? What would that be considered?
Oh, that's...
Oh, peace, man. It's a... Oh, this is white power. Right here. Not okay, white power. And court rules Oregon bakers who refuse to make lesbian couple wedding cake will have to pay them $135,000 in damages. Probably the more than the cost of that cake. More than the cost of their wedding. I don't know where this is going to go. Because, one, I can see a baker saying, hey, I want to bake cakes for certain people, but then where do you draw the line?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on whether you see homosexuality as something you're born with, because that's the base thing, right? Is you can't say, right, I won't serve black people, because black people haven't done anything to be black. That's just you. That's how they are. So you can't discriminate against them because of that. So,
and I think a doctor just came out and said genes don't make you gay. It has nothing to do with your genes.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
The debate is still out on that, but I liken it to this. If you go to a baker shop and they don't want to bake you a cake, why would you want a cake from them? Why would you go, I insist you bake me a cake?
Well, so you can sue them and get $100,000 later.
I guess so, because that's all it's going to cause is more frivolous lawsuit.
Well, I'm not sure if it was this lawsuit, but there was another lawsuit with the baker, and it was like there were like 14 other bakeries closer to where these people live. Yeah. So they went out of their way to find a bakery that was openly a Christian bakery to ask them.
Because they wanted to prove a point.
Exactly.
It's targeting is what's going on now. Yeah. This is not the article I was looking for. This is the article I was looking for. Revealed, federal agents found four preserved fetuses in their second trimester during Detroit raid of body broker's warehouse. And I thought this was a very interesting article. This guy brokers body parts all over the country for different scientific reasons. But why did he have four preserved fetuses in their second trimester? And they were being held in a little... things of brown liquid, submerged in liquid that included human brain tissue. Now, that brings me to this article. Group says vaccines are based on cells from aborted babies and using them as a moral evil. Now, did you know that? Did you know aborted fetal cells are used in the making of vaccines?
I know that now. And we'll add this to the headlines that shouldn't need to ever be written. No one should ever need to be told that using aborted cells in anything is
well, and injecting them into your baby. Okay.
Jesus.
Here's the great thing about this. They don't call them, this was made in a culture of aborted fetal cells. They call them, here's the secret. They call them diploid cells. Diploid cells is the code word used when they make vaccines out of aborted fetal cells. Now, which vaccines are you asking, huh? That's what I want to know, right? That's what I said. Wow. Let's get to the vaccines. Although I knew what they were, I just wanted to find it in this article. Vaccines that use cells derived from aborted babies include rubella vaccines, hepatitis A. We're talking a lot about hepatitis A. And they're forcing that on the people, the homeless people, injecting them with aborted babies. Varicella vaccines and rabies vaccines. So there you go. The rabies vaccine for your dog, I guess, is made out of aborted fetal cells.
It reminds me of that, what was the Jonathan Swift, A Modest Proposal, where he talks about the way to alleviate hunger in Ireland was just to start eating the babies.
Eating babies, yeah.
Yeah, it just reminds me of that.
So, and then I got one other vaccine story, and then you've got some stuff you wanted to bring in. This Harrison Smith, by the way, coming in, he's normally working behind the scenes, but he also gets in front of the camera every now and then. Flu vaccine may only be 10% effective, experts say. We've been telling you this, I don't know, ad nauseum. But now we have the report to go with it. Let's roll that video.
I'll just make a final comment to you. Having to deal with cyber now, I like to write about crimes in the future.
I don't think that's
it. I always used to write to my class about...
Now, let's abort.
5
Abort, literally. We're going to abort.
That was my clip. You've ruined the surprise now, but it's okay.
All right. Well, let's just go to your clip. Because we can't get anybody, I guess, to sit behind that computer and pull up the
right
clip.
Usually I'm sitting behind that computer, so we might be a little shorthanded here. But just to intro.
All the more reason to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us so we don't have train wrecks like this live on the air.
But just to intro this clip here, the clip that we're about to show is Frank Abagnale, who is the real person from Catch Me If You Can, exactly, who led a totally amazing life that was made into a really great movie. And he gives a talk at Google Talks recently. I think it was in October, maybe November, but it was earlier this year. And it's a great talk. I suggest everybody goes and listens to it. It's over an hour long, but he talks about, what made him become a criminal, how he got away with what he got away with, and he's the only person, he says he believes he's the only person to ever be investigated by the FBI, charged, convicted by the FBI, and then become an FBI agent. Yeah, he's the only person in the world. He's a total genius. He was able to do everything he did because of just this incredible intelligence he has. And he's
this is before the age of computers. He was doing all this manually, making these checks and writing them and flying around the world.
And back then, that was the level of technology that he was handling, so he's still sort of in charge of the technology for the Bureau and works with the CIA and all this stuff. And so what we're about to show you is the very end of this Google talk. Oh, and another thing in the Google talk is he talks about the importance of fathers and being a father and having a father. And he sort of says that one of the reasons he went off the rails was the lack of a father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Or he says a daddy, because he says you can have a father, but you need a daddy. You need someone who really takes care of you. Anyway, it's a great talk. And at the very end, he's talking about, he takes questions and he's talking about the technology, the future of technology. And so we can go to that clip and hear some very interesting things about what's coming right around the corner in terms of security technology.
I'll just make a final comment to you. Having to deal with cyber now, I like to write about crimes in the future. So I always used to write to my class about what will we investigate 5 years from now? What will an agent be doing 5 years from now? And unfortunately, there's good news and there's bad news. First of all, the good news, we will be doing away with passwords in the next 24 months. Passwords will leave the world. There will be no more passwords.
I know, but that's why we shouldn't have anybody sitting in there doing it. We should make you do it.
That's TRUSONA, stands for True Persona. It is a company in Scottsdale, Arizona that created a technology for the CIA, which we have used now for the last few years. That technology, and I was an advisor on that technology for the CIA, so I'm an advisor on bringing it to the commercial world. But it was the ability for an agent to send data back from the field, such as Afghanistan, on their iPhone, and that Langley would know 100% that is the agent on the other end, to 100% identify the person on the other end of the device. That's a level 4 security. So they basically said, what if we brought this to level 2 security and we did away with passwords? So immediately when they announced that, Microsoft gave them $10 million and said, I'm in, develop it. So Microsoft is going to use it on all their gaming, all their access to their computers, etc. We now have the ability to identify who the person is on the other end of that device. And when you go to their website at TruSona, they actually show you how it's done. So they show you demo videos there that are 3 or 4 minutes long that show you how it's done. And that's great.
And we're going to show you one of the videos, but just to describe it, they really just use an ID card and there's like a little dongle you put on your phone. But essentially, I mean, he says, Microsoft put $10 million towards this. They're putting it on all of their gaming systems, all of their, everything. Basically, the idea is, and what he says, 24 months from now, there will be no more passwords. Passwords will be a thing of the past. It'll all be, this ID. I mean, you get your government ID. I don't understand how it makes it that much more safe.
It's all about controlling the internet is what it is, because if you lose your ID or if they don't want you to have an ID, they won't issue one and then you can't get
anywhere.
You won't
anywhere. Be able to use
it. You can't do anything. Choose all about control.
And you won't be able to give your, say, hey, sign in, give me my password.
BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there.
Of the War Room, I'm joined by Harrison Smith, and we were watching a clip of Frank Abagnale. Is that his name?
Abagnale.
Who was the, I guess, focus of the movie Catch Me If You Can, which had, what, Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio? Mm-hmm. Is that
yep, exactly. Steven yeah. Spielberg.
Piece. Yeah, Steven Spielberg movie. And basically the exploits of a guy who learned how to forge checks and then ended up printing money and doing all kinds of stuff and led the FBI on a multi-country chase and mm-hmm. finally caught him, put him in jail, and then he started helping the FBI with all this stuff.
Yep.
So basically he's saying passwords are going to be the thing of the past. We're going to get everybody their internet IDs.
Yeah, thanks
and
to
we're going
to
know who you are.
Thanks to this very fancy software that the CIA was kind enough to make for us and the FBI.
Yeah,
they're doing good things over there in Langley.
I tell you what, 2018 from here on out, it's only going to be approved opinions.
Right.
That get on the, what do they call it? Illegal speak, you know, illegal information.
Yeah. The double speak.
How do, what do they consider illegal? How is information illegal?
Well, if it conforms to the narrative that they're currently pushing, the current zeitgeist needs to be constantly upheld, obviously.
And let me be clear, Donald Trump is surrounded by people that hate his guts.
Well, and that's the really interesting thing is how Trump is able to work in a world where he has to have permission sort of to do everything he does, and yet he's still doing things that they don't want him to do.
Them.
It's really incredible. But we're going to go back to this clip now, and we're going to hear about the really crazy things that are going on with technology in the FBI and the CIA and the warnings that they're giving us.
Bank of America, they spend about $6 million a month in their call center resetting passwords. Cost them $6 million a month. So that would save that bank $100 million a year. To eliminate the use.
Think of all the money they could be embezzling with that.
Exactly. Or, I think that will eventually do away with Social Security numbers. You'll still have a number assigned to you for the government purpose. But when I go buy a car, or I go to the doctor, I don't have to give them a number because they already know who I am.
Maybe they'll just implant a little node in your hand. Maybe that'd be the easiest way to do it.
So I think that's a good part. Yeah. But I do believe that up until this point in time, has been used for financial crimes or gathering data and information which is of value.
Now, this is the interesting part.
Is we're going to see cyber very quickly now turn very black. So we have the ability, as you know, to basically shut someone's pacemaker off, but we have to be within 35 feet of them. We test these devices at Quantico all the time. So as long as I walk up within 35 feet of you, I take control of any bodily device you have on you. So if I want to assassinate you, I want to speed it up, take it down, I can do that. But I believe that in 5 years, you'll be able to do that from 5,000 miles away. We have the ability now that we test that we can chase a car down the interstate. We got to get up within 35 feet of the vehicle. We take over the vehicle. We shut the motor off. We lock the person in the car. We lock the power window so they can't open them. We can turn on their airbag. Again, 5 years from now, you'd be able to do that 5,000 miles away.
So why I bought a 96 4Runner. This is it, right here.
To shut down an entire system, shut down an entire banking system. Those are all the things that unfortunately we'll be dealing with in the next 4 or 5 years as cyber starts to make that turn to the very black side of cyber, not just about stealing money, information, and data.
Jeez. Isn't that insane? So, like you said, it seems like maybe the only way to resist it is to just get a car that's not possible, that you actually have to physically pull the lock up or else. I mean, what he describes there, he describes it very just sort of casually, and of course we can do this. I mean, he's like, yeah, we'll turn your car off. We lock the doors. We lock you in. We activate the airbag, which is like, you know, being punched in the face. That'll knock you out.
And he kept repeating the 5 years, 5,000 mile mantra, which is, I guess, what they're working for. 5 years and 5,000 miles. 5 years and 5,000 miles.
Which essentially, you know, 5,000 miles, that's arbitrary. It essentially means you can do it anywhere.
You can do
once
it anywhere. Yeah,
once everything's interconnected and the internet is, you know.
The refrigerator's talking to you. We can turn your fridge off, make all your food go bad if you don't like what you're saying.
That's the prank level thing they go. And then, it's really very scary.
Or we'll order 200 gallons of milk from your refrigerator because your refrigerator is going to be able to order food.
Order food, yeah.
Everything's so great.
Maybe if we implement the Chinese social, network score that they give you, maybe you can only get the grade A milk if you are a really good, if you have a really high score, if you really are loyal to the government, then you can get the grade A milk.
All this, and we're still never going to know who broke into the DNC servers or how that information got to WikiLeaks. That we'll never know. Like, that's just taboo information. We can't have that information.
It's interesting and it's kind of scary, but that's the guy. I mean, he is the head of the FBI, emerging technology field. And that's what he's saying is that in 5 years, if you don't let the government basically come in and give you this ID, which is essentially just sort of an off-body form of, you know, what you'd refer to as the mark of the beast, this little node that has your identity and has everything about you, you know, embedded in you. If you don't let the government do that, then, hey, you're, you know.
Oh, you want to opt out of the system?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a place for you. We have a hovel, an inner city that you could go move into. Here's your mattress.
And the great thing is they don't even have to send anybody to arrest you. Once you just get in your self-driving car, it locks the doors and
takes you
to the jail.
Get out. There
really
you go.
Easily. Yeah.
Wow. A brave new world indeed. Well, Harrison, tomorrow, I got some texts last night from a moderator on 4chan, and he wanted to come out and talk about what's going on with QAnon. So I don't speak a lot of that speak. He kept sending me acronyms, and I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm going to interview this guy tomorrow. His name is Pamphlet Anon, and he is going to come on the fourth hour tomorrow. I'm going to interview him on the fourth hour, so that should be very interesting. He sent me his guide to Chan culture and some other things, because I kept asking him to explain what things meant.
I won't point out the irony that the guide to Chan culture is on Reddit.
On Reddit.
There's a big rivalry between those two.
There is. And they talk about the rivalry between 4chan and 8chan. Clowns in Action, CIA.
Mm-hmm. Little code.
Yeah, there's...
you need to know.
Cripple Chan, nicknamed for 8chan by 4chan users, refers to the former owner of 8chan who is wheelchair-bound. Cuck Chan, nicknamed for 4chan by 8chan users, referring to the banning of all discussions of Gamergate on 4chan.
Ah, yes.
So, interestingly enough, I know what bread is now. Bread and bakers and dough, which I thought were very interesting code names. So
it's really interesting. It's like a bunch of inside jokes with people that you've never met.
It is.
It's fascinating.
And so it should be a very interesting fourth hour interview tomorrow. That'll be as the war room returns back to normal. I think Paul Joseph Watson is going to host the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, and then Owen will be back in here, and I'll be doing the fourth hour. So, we're having some fallout as we end the show here. We have some fallout of the shootings, the Las Vegas shooting. Now Disney Resorts has removed do not disturb signs that stop employees from entering guest rooms. So now employees and housekeeping is going to have free reign.
Yeah, you
to
have
bust
to,
in
right.
to your room.
Once a day, somebody from the resort has to go into your room and make sure that everything in there is okay.
And the cities of New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia sue the Pentagon over lax background check records after Air Force vet was wrongly sold a rifle and massacred 26 in the Texas church shooting. Now, when I went to visit the Pentagon, I'll give you this little bit of information. I was told by my source there that there were a lot of people from the FBI there who were there to make sure that the Pentagon was improving all their records. He said that everybody was like FBI, FBI, FBI on all the guest sign-ins. And they were telling me that it's because they were making sure that they were going through and updating their records, and that people that weren't supposed to have firearms who, you know, like go to the bases to kill their boss or crack their kid's head open or escape from mental institutions, that they're not going to have the ability to get guns. And that's what, if you're going to have lists, that's what they should be for, those types of individuals.
Yeah. Well, and how long ago was that?
That was over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So it was very recent.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So they're working on it.
After the shooting, that's what's going on. They're ramping it up. But now we have three cities suing the Pentagon over Devin Kelly going into a church and killing 26 people, which was incidentally not stopped by the police, but stopped by a former NRA gun trainer, citizen, good guy with a gun.
Holding what I've been told was an assault-style rifle, which we know is only for mass murdering people, and yet he somehow was able to use it to stop a mass murder.
Penetrate the body armor.
Yeah.
All right. So it's been this is a very interesting war room today. We talked a little bit about the Joy Villa butt slapping. We got into some vaccine news, the Romanian hackers. Are these people dupes? Mihai Izvanka and Evelyn Kismaru? Who knows? Why was Comey going to Romania? Roger Stone's investigating that, so we'll have more on that coming up as we continue our drive for 10 hours every day of live programming here at the InfoWars Live Network. I've been your host, Rob Dew. Harrison Smith came in for the last couple segments. We don't know what happened to the great white Mary Lee, who had 130 followers on Twitter, as her radio transmitter has gone silent. And that is the last bit of news we will bring you today. So they had this 16-foot-long great white shark, and now they don't know where her transmitter is. It went silent. Was she eaten by something bigger? Who knows?
Romanian hackers.
Could have been Romanian hackers. Could it have been Frank Abagnale? Who knows?
Fusion.
Thanks for watching. InfoWars.com/show.
Secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/